Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Dr. Gaurav Basu, welcome to The Common.
Thanks for having me, Daryl.
Thank you for coming through. So you are a health equity fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment, and a primary care doctor. We have some stuff to talk about. But first, I got to ask you a question. Do you experience seasonal allergies?
Daryl, I'm coming into this conversation kind of a hot mess. I have been having really bad allergies the last few weeks, and I've only started developing in the last few years. So as a primary care doctor, I've been seeing this a lot, but honestly have gotten much more sympathy for the impacts of seasonal allergies as I've experienced them.
Oof, that sucks. I hate to hear that, you know? I know allergies are no joke, and I guess like a lot of things that are bad, you know, climate change is making it worse, hence why you're here. But first, you know, I want to back up for a second. Tell me, how do allergies work? You know, when you step outside and when you're going through the itchy eyes, the runny nose, whatever it may be, what is happening to our bodies?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's important for people to understand this. So the first thing I would say is it's a real lesson that our health is impacted by the environment, right? Mm-hmm. And so what happens, you know, in this time of year is that, you know, the beautiful weather we're having is helping plants open up, blossom out, and spread a lot of pollen. There's a significant amount of it in the air. And our body reacts to it. So it's really, you know, the thing to focus on here is the immune system. When pollen gets into your nose, it makes this thing called an IgE, and it's an immune protein, all right? And basically, that kind of sets off this cascade in which your immune system reacts really strongly. And ultimately, one of the immune cells we think about most are mast cells, which releases a ton of histamine, all right? So basically, the thing to understand is that when we're having allergies, our immune systems are reacting really strongly to pollen, thinking it needs to attack it. Mm. And so as it's doing that, it's kind of overacting, kind of, and it's having all these side effects. Histamine is causing a lot of that itchy eyes and runny nose and sneezing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned those symptoms. For some people, it's way worse than others, right? Like yourself, right? Yeah. Like you're having a really hard time. Why is that?
It's kind of two complex, extraordinary systems at play that have a lot of diversity. So one of it mm-hmm. is the external environment, right? You know, what in any given location, what flowers are blooming, what's getting put into the air. So there's a lot of diversity and complexity on that based on kind of where you live and stuff like that. And then there's the complexity of the inner body, right? And so different people will react in different ways. Some people's bodies are just reacting more strongly to it. You can develop it like I did as an adult. You know, it's a little hard to predict like who is going to have these stronger reactions. But Daryl, one thing I might make a point of is that, and listen, the itchy eyes and the runny nose and the sneezing, like it really impacts quality of life, no question. I do want to make the point that this can get serious too, you know, in a way in which it's like a little more dangerous, and we've got to make sure we have that on our mind also. Allergy-induced asthma is probably the thing, you know, I most worry about when people start feeling short of breath. And actually, you know, in primary care clinic this last week or two, I've had a few people, I listen to their lungs and it's wheezing a lot, they're coughing a lot, they feel short of breath. So, you know, we got to take this seriously because it can have a lot of impacts on our health.
I want to ask you about some of the complexities, like you say, of the environment. What's the allergy season like in Boston? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't seen like data from like this year, like how many cases or how much it's increasing here, like locally in Boston. But I'll tell you, I mean, again, as a primary care doctor, like I'm seeing a trend anecdotally of more and more cases, more people calling in. I have a refill folder and they want the nasal spray and the eye drops and the antihistamines. Like there was a bunch of requests for those three things. We do know across the country that pollen counts are definitely increasing over time. Certainly, we're really concerned about, you know, how people will have increasing allergy symptoms into the future.
Let's talk about the role of climate change in all of this. How is our changing climate impacting our allergy season?
Yeah. So there's definitely an important link here that we need to talk about. And the first thing, again, to realize is that our health is really impacted by the environment. It's not just what's going on inside our body, but how our body reacts to what it's exposed to. So I think we all have to just have a true appreciation for that to start with. So in the case of allergies, again, there's two major factors, right? Is that we know because of climate change, because human beings are putting greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels, that the planet is warming. So temperature is issue number one. And number two is the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. And both of those are, you know, again, because we're burning fossil fuels. So temperature, let's talk about that for a second. Because temperatures are increasing and we're seeing, you know, warm weather start earlier in the year, and that's clear. We have that well studied. The plants and the flowers are blooming and kind of shooting out the pollen earlier. So it's happening for a longer period of time. So that just increases the amount of pollen that's out there. And then carbon dioxide itself, you know, plants suck in carbon dioxide, right? And so our understanding is that having more carbon dioxide is helping kind of fuel the amount of pollen that these plants are pushing out. So those are the kind of the two factors I think about.
Mm. And how is this differing across the region, if at all?
You think about like the South versus the Northeast versus the West, right? Like the kind of plants and trees that are, you know, native to these areas are different. And the change in temperature is different. And the baseline temperatures are different, right? So, you know, we know that the Northeast is actually the fastest warming quadrant of the United States. So like we're changing in temperature the fastest in the whole United States. But it's definitely going to impact different parts of the country in different ways based on all those variables.
How effective are masks? Are masks helpful in this situation?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. I was just thinking about that myself the other day when I was thinking like I was going to go on a walk. I said, maybe I should wear a mask. I haven't like seen a study about it, but mm-hmm. It's definitely a good question for the sneezing and the asthma kind of symptoms. A lot of these allergens come through the nose. So I think it's definitely part of the toolkit that people can consider and that we should study more.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Dr. Basu.
Hades Down is Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical. It's an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, says Forbes. A Broadway musical like no other. The New York Times raves, Hadestown is as good as it gets. Get your tickets now to Hadestown.
At the Box Center Wang Theater, April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back. So, what can people do, if anything, to diminish the climate factors that are contributing to their allergy symptoms?
Yeah, well, so Daryl, I mean, the first thing I always think about with these issues when we're talking about climate-related health impacts is we've got to focus on stopping burning fossil fuels, right? The whole point we're trying to make here is that climate change is connected, associated with seasonal allergies and what people are experiencing. So the answer is to stop warming our planet, right? So that we don't keep making this worse. We need to transition urgently to a clean energy economy. So that's the big picture answer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of my patients are saying, hey, listen, I'm already feeling these symptoms. And what do I do day in and day out? How do I, you know, take care of my family, get to work and all that stuff?
So how do we survive?
Yeah. So we gotta like navigate this new time, right? Where we are being impacted by a changing planet. Like education, I think, is issue number one. Okay. So I think people are starting to realize, whoa, something is different here. Like I didn't have allergies like this before. Like it's getting worse. So I think that it's key for people to realize, you know, if they have those symptoms that, hey, this could be happening every year into the future. So I'm telling my patients, like in March, make sure they book an appointment with me in March so that we can talk about it and be prepared. Telling my patients to start some of these allergy medicines early so that once the pollen and, you know, allergens are coming at them, their body's a little equipped to handle it. So that's number one. And then number two is, you know, this is an exposure issue, right? So like we were breathing this in and it's on our clothes and our bodies, you know, all these allergens. And so if you're having really significant symptoms, I hate to say it, and I experienced this myself, you got to moderate, you know, how much outdoor exposure you have. I hate that because I love, you know, telling my patients to be outdoors. But in the last few weeks, you know, I was having really bad symptoms and I want to walk to a restaurant or the grocery store. And I realized I really couldn't do that because I was getting a reaction right away. If you are outdoors and then you come home, you got to take a shower, change your clothes, wash your hands, and kind of wash all the allergens off of you. And then there's things like, you know, air filters inside and things like that that can help kind of the air quality inside of our house. So those are some things that I do to counsel my patients.
What could our allergy seasons look like in the future if we don't do something to combat climate change?
There's studies saying that like pollen levels will double by 2040 compared to 2000, you know, with the impacts of climate change. And there's impacts across the board, you know, air pollution and heat waves and impacts on infectious diseases and even, you know, water and food security. So like these are serious things. I also understand people feel really scared about this stuff when they start thinking about health and security and all that stuff. The good news, I really want to emphasize this, is that we have the solutions we need to turn course. And honestly, you know, I've been doing this work for about 5-6 years. I never could have thought in the last 5 years we'd have as much progress as we have. It's not nearly enough. We have so far to go. And the flip side of the coin to your question, Daryl, is that I believe by having climate solutions in place, it's going to like improve health more than anything else I can think of.
Would you consider this an equity issue?
It's fundamentally an equity issue, you know? So let's start with the allergy story, right? So we were talking about how people not only have runny nose and nasal congestion, itchy eyes and things like that, but the thing I'm most worried about is allergy-induced asthma, right? We know that asthma is fundamentally an issue of health equity, that communities of color are disproportionately exposed to air pollution. And then you add on to that, you know, these issues of allergens that can also, in addition to that, increase asthma. So it's kind of like two different things that can be impacting people's health. And I got into this work because it's foundationally, it's centrally an issue of health equity.
Well, doctor, thank you so very much for coming through to The Common and sharing your expertise with us. We really appreciate it.
Daryl, I really appreciate you having us, and thanks again for bringing attention to this issue.
That's Health Equity Fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health Center for Climate Health and the Global Environment, and a primary care doctor, Dr. Gaurab Basu. And that's our show for today. Thank you so very much for listening to The Common. How are you dealing with this allergy season? Are you doing okay? Are you doing terrible? Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. We'd love to hear from you, and I hope you're doing all right. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.